Hi, Alex.
Thank you very much for taking the time to come down and chat with us this morning.
It's a pleasure.
So, first of all, can you give us a bit of a snapshot of what Ablaze is about?
Ablaze is essentially about the first Indigenous filmmaker who we discovered. I'm working with, his name is Bill Onus, William Bill Onus, and we discovered this footage in an archive that had been there for about 73 years and traced it that it was made by Bill Onus in 1946. So historically, it's a pretty amazing piece of film. So it's a story of his grandson, who's an opera singer, Terakee Onus, searching for the origins of this film. So it's a bit like a detective story journey about why was this film made, how was it lost, I mean, which is a very intriguing detective story of how it might have vanished and turned up. So that's the basis of it. But Bill Onus is a major figure mainly in Victoria and Melbourne. He's also well known here in New South Wales, but he started the Australian Aborigines League in 1946, and this film was made to set off the campaign for citizens' rights, because they didn't have citizenship rights in those days. So historically, it's pretty amazing.
Incredibly so, especially considering you happened upon it in an archive. So you co-directed this film. What kind of compelled you to make this documentary?
Oh, as a filmmaker, I am a filmmaker. I'm here at Macquarie University as a filmmaker. I'm the first filmmaker who got a fellowship here. But most of the films I've made in the past have been to do with history, Australian history, particularly the areas were left out. So I go way back to, you know, early 1980s. I actually made the first documentary on the Stolen Generations.
Oh, wow.
And that broke the story, which was huge. So since then, I've had an interest in, I suppose you could call me a visual historian. I've been interested in how film can look at the past, because there's a lot of material in film that gets left out of the books. I mean, most people who write histories tend to go to other documents, whereas I go to film. So I spend a lot of time in archives and dark archives looking at films, which is pretty good.
You're a regular.
I'm a regular. So when I came across this piece of footage, I thought, this is pretty amazing.
Yeah, absolutely. And what was the process of making Ablaze like? Did you run into any significant speed bumps?
Well, we still have a speed bump. And we're not finished yet. We're nearly there. And the reason why we're having the talk is really to talk about going on a crowdfunding and getting donations to complete it. We're almost there.
The talk. So it's tonight. It's hosted by Amnesty International. Can you tell us a bit about it?
Well, Amnesty International, wonderful. The Redfern Group, wonderful people. Sabine, who runs it, is just this extraordinary activist who goes to all the rallies and hands out leaflets and does everything. She's wonderful. But I met her and told her about, you know, we're almost there, frustratingly, and we need money to finish it. And she's, you know, we talked about doing a talk about it and showing scenes from it. So that's the basis of it. So it's tonight at Tuesday night,
mm-hmm, tonight,
which is tonight, isn't it? 4th of June. it's opens at 5:30 and we'll start at 6. And we have another person from Macquarie University, Phil Duncan, who's the Indigenous cultural organiser, cultural education organiser, wonderful speaker. He's going to do the Welcome to Country and talk about one part of the film that he knows about. Phil's from Moree area, and he's going to talk about why is the past, knowing our past in Australia, very important if we're going to move towards reconciliation, constitutional change. Why do we need to know that past? So that's and we'll show some scenes from the film,
which is an incredibly exciting opportunity. I mean, you're essentially getting to come along and see scenes from a film that hasn't even been released yet,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. So first public screening of some scenes, and some of it's pretty amazing because, funny enough, it also includes footage from ASIO. Shot in 1951. And ASIO started in 1949, and they targeted Aboriginal activists. So the Aboriginal activists of the day were kind of really under surveillance, even though they were only asking for citizen rights.
Mm.
And they have ASIO files as big as huge.
Yeah.
But they actually film. So ASIO used film from 1950 and recorded on 16mm film, silent film, for record to identify people as well as still cameras. And I knew of this man named Ray Peckham, who lived in Dubbo, who knew Bill Onus. So I went to see him and talked to him. And then I was looking in the National Archives at ASIO footage, and there's Ray Peckham on the film. So I went back to him, interviewed him about it. It's an incredible historical piece, because Ray Peckham was the first Aboriginal indigenous activist who went over to Berlin in 1951 and the first person to speak overseas about Aboriginal rights.
Wow.
So there's this footage of him on the boat, and they followed him with the camera. So it's all on film.
Wow. So if nothing else, you get to come along and see ASIO footage amongst them.
Thank goodness for ASIO.
Yeah, thank goodness for ASIO.
I mean, our historical record in terms of visual history would be very depleted without the ASIO footage. It's a great contradiction of history.
Well, Alec, that's all we've got time for, but thank you so much for coming in. And yeah, if you want to come and have a look at, come and listen to this talk, it's tonight. You want to get there at 5:30. The talk starts at 6. And 79 Myrtle Street, Chippendale. We'll pop all the info on the 2SER website. But yeah, you can see wonderful people like Alan there. Alan, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much, Alec.